Parashat Mishpatim, you have another chelik of Torah. Kilu Rashi says that Marishonim is Sinai, Elu is Sinai, meaning obviously that there's room. It's possible to treat all of Mishpatim as if it's something that didn't come from Sinai. It's another chelik of Torah, and Kamashon still calls me Sinai. And you find this constant back and forth, that on the one hand Mishpatim are different than Chukim, and they are totally in Seichel. On the other hand, it was given me Sinai also. So it is correct to divide up the mitzvahs into two, Chukim and Mishpatim. Mishpatim, Chukim, are things that our Seichel doesn't have the tfisa as to why they came about. And that part of the Torah we understand. Mishpatim is the chelik of Torah that is given to us, that our seichel can be tofes, and we need to understand why is that done as such. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us mitzvahs that are good for us, and we're supposed to do them, and we write down what we're supposed to do, and we do it, and we're seichel to chayei olam. There's another, so obviously the seichel also has its mitzvahs, but it's kilo a second chelik of Torah of Mishpatim that is kulei tolian. It's all within the world of Seichel, and we need to try to understand what is that chelik of Torah give to a person. What's that ashlama to the person? I mean, every aver has a mitzvah, but here it's not the pshat. We have one mitzvah for Seichel. We have one half of Torah is the mitzvah's so-called sichlius, and the other half is choik. And in halacha, it's a very big difference. In Yoredeya type in Yonim, you're just looking at the mitzias. There's no real room for svaras and seichel. I mean, the job of the dayan is to look at the mitzias and try to judge it as a referee, to try to get a sense of, you know, is it a nekev? Is it mefulish? Is it not? That's the oifin of a person being done in it. And in the world of mishpatim, the whole teichen of the halacha, the seichel of the din, and so on, is open for a person. Is open for the dayan to put down. That's how the din is done. So I mean, but mitzvah doesn't have many psukim. It's svaris. So the etzem teichen. So it's two halakim of Torah. One that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us what we're supposed to do, and we just use our seichel to fulfill it. And there's a second here where we're kilu being koveir halacha, the etzem, and we're supposed to do it that way. The Rambam says in the Shemoneh Prakim that the chiyuv of dinim that are choik are chal only on the ma'isa. A person can and maybe should even say that shrotzim and shkotzim are not mos, avu ma esesh avi b'shamayim in a reitze. In mishpatim, a person is not allowed to say it that way. If it's lacking in the kiyum of geneva, if a person says geneva is good, avu ma esesh avi b'shamayim in a reitze. So it means mishpatim, the seichel of it was also given to Adam. So you have to understand these two chelkei Torah. What's the reason for mishpatim? In Parashat Mishpatim itself, it starts with the strangers of halachas. The strangers of halachas. Kisikne Eved Ivri Sheishanim. We start with Eved Ivri. So yes, Eved Ivri is a very special case of dinim amanus. In the world of kinyanim, there's all sorts of kinyanim. There's an Eved Ivri also. But it's strange that we would start with the kinyan of Eved Ivri, and the major halacha is, in other words, the halacha is the halacha of Yitzia. Kisik ne'eved ivri sheshon yavad shir sheshachav shechinam, v'imama yoyma eved, o'achtes adoni, v'rotza adonimus oznoi. In other words, of all of the halachas to pick, eved ivri is one specific case in a whole framework of kinyanim. And the main halacha, it doesn't say how you coin in Eved Ivri. No, it doesn't say anything in Pasuk. Basically, it says in Eved Ivri, the Yitzi of an Eved Ivri, and the possibility that it would say Haftes Adoni. And it's something that begs of some sort of hasbara, why that would be that would be the lead of all the inyanim of kinyanim and so on. Another inyan that we find over here that is, I guess, a sort of a knetch. Eved ibiklol yusa, the opposite of kinyanim, of the musig of kinyan, is hefker. Kinyan is bailus. Hefker is something that has no bailus. That's kind of nuttle from bailus. The Gemara, the Mishnah, has a phrase avda behefker nichale, that an eved likes hefkeris. So even though something have a kleinin out of ivri, but it's interesting that avdu seems to be something that's mufka from kinyanim, and yet the Torah starts with avdus. And again, this is evrivis, evit kleinin, but in the world of avodim, evrivis is called an evit. The one more thing that's found over here that is interesting is the parasha of Mamon Amazik. Let's try to understand it a little bit. Definitely, one needs to impose gedorim on people to watch the livestock. People had livestock; that was a very important part of life, and livestock went and damage others. They're liable to do damages. They're animals, and they run around, and they gore things and eat things and so on and so forth, and trample things. And you definitely have to make gedorim on it. But when you learn the halacha of Hilchas Mamon Amazik, it is a big famous hakira, and not at all clear which of the two tzedarim is muchach. One is that there's a chiyuv shmira, and I have a chiyuv to watch over it, and therefore it's something that I'm negligent in watching over it, and I pay because I was negligent in watching of it. Kol shechavti b'shmira, so I'm mishalom b'niskoy, and so on. That's an understandable tzad. There are many rayas that it's a din on personal responsibility. Just like a person is responsible on his actions, he's responsible for the actions of Balei Chayim. Which is interesting because on children, Lamashal, this is the famous famous anecdote about Das Bal Bayis Hefach Das Torah. If we were to ask somebody, if your kid damages somebody, are you responsible? We'd say, definitely. If your cat damages somebody responsible, we would hem and haw and think about it. Alpidin would not chayev on our children's damages. So what's the toichen of a system where on an animal's damage we become liable in a way that we can call that personal achrayis? It's more than just a chiyuv shmira, and therefore I now was negligent in my shmira, and I pay a fine for being negligent. But rather, there are many rayas that it is he's responsible. He becomes mechuyev for the bal chai. Why would he become mechuyev bal chai? What's in it? Sahavi owns a few cows. It's not him. It's a child. I would understand. And a child, there is no chiyev. So we need to understand a bit about the inyan of the inyan of avdus comes from a word called shibud, or the other way around, shibud comes from avdus. And I like to understand the word that toichen of shibud in a way that we can understand it, understand the mus of avdus and mamon is bechal and so on. It says, "Godla mitzuvah va'isa, yos mishem mitzuvah va'isa." So Taisa says, "I'll study yitzahara shaboy." A person who is mitzuvah va'isa yitzahara tells him, "Don't do it." A person that's not mitzuvah va'isa, it's not a function. The yitzahara doesn't so much stop him. So therefore, it's much bigger. The Ikrim and the Maral says it a lot more sharply. Say a different pshat. And the Maral sort of pushes aside Taisa's reason. Dikrim says, and they say the following reason, that when a person does a maisa that is not mitzvah voisa, the maisa is always takes place now. In other words, if it, and its importance and significance is only in the mice itself. So let's say I'm potter from Lulav and Esrik. Let's say an Isha is potter from Lulav and Esrik. The kiyum of Lulav and Esrik for her starts with the picking up of the Lulav and Esrik. And its meaning is, whatever the meaning of Lulav and Esrik is, that's what it is. A person who's not mitzvah v'oiseh, the to'elos of the mitzvah and the tochen of the mitzvah lies in the mitzvah itself, and that's all it represents, that's all it is. If a person is mitzvah v'oiseh, so the person is connecting back to the tzivui. The significance of my taking the lulav and esrig is that I'm shtelling it to something, to a tzivui in Har Sinai, that says, Olukachtem lechem yom rishon. And the significance of my maisa is that my maisa is a hashloma. It's the hisgashmus. It is the realization of the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Lekachtem. So really, it comes as a result of the tzivui of Lekachtem. I want to understand that a little more on the Oimek Adava. It says in the Ramban, when speaks of in the Pasuk Bereishis Bara Elokim. So they speak about it that there's a makom leminim to say that Bereishis is the name of a bria and of kilo of an entity, a deity of sorts, and Bereishis created Elokim. Why doesn't it say Elokim Bara Bereishis, so on and so on and so forth? And the Ramban says that it's Miramis on the Targum Yonison, the Targum Rats Yisroel calls it, which is that B'chochmasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. HaKadosh Baruch created the world with Chochma, and that is the Roish Kol HaRoishim. It's the head of all the heads. And it's very hard. In other words, it's Ki'ilu, there's a remez there in Reish Bar Likim, as Chaim starts, that it's the Bereishis is Miramis to Chachma. So, I mean, what does it mean, Lemaise? So Tachlis, what are we trying to answer over here? What are we trying to say? In Bechlal, we all know that the spheres start with Chachma and Bina and Das, and then go down to the Chesed and Gvura, etc., etc. What does it mean? Since we're talking about, since the spheres are meant to represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interaction with the world, we never talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu after himself because there is nothing that we can talk about. So we always talk about his interaction. The interaction starts with doing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu withholding from the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu evaluating and giving kefim ha-shatzarech. That's the world of interaction. So what do you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Chachma? When we mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say Kulam b'Chachma Sisa, so are we just we're trying to say, you're so smart? I mean, is Chachma in the sense of just a big Shebach HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is very smart, Kaviyochel? What are we trying to say by saying the first anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chachma? It's not anhaga. Chachma is beholden from us. We don't see it. We're not around. So what is it that we're saying? What is it that we're doing? So let's understand this distinction. There are things that are. This is what they are. And there are things that I can plan for the osid. Whenever I plan, let's go back a second. When you have a balchai, the marshal, you have a balchai, and he's confronted by an attack, so he can run for the attack, he can fight back, and he can also use his seichel, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, the brain, I would say better, the moach, and get out of the tight spot also. So the moach in that case is being used in a way to get out of the spot. So fax, for instance, supposedly is a chacham. It's in a tough situation, and A lion will fight back. A very swift animal will run. A fox also knows how to hide. That's not chokhmah in the sense that we're talking about. Chokhmah in the sense that we're talking about is a very different bria. We're talking about somebody thinks of an idea, of a concept, of an ideal, and then he goes ahead and puts his activities in line to realize that ideal. So chokhmah is ki'ilu distinct from the guf, as opposed to the fax. The chokhmah of the fax is just another set of muscles in the body. There's the fighting muscles, there's the running muscles, there's the porcupine's being able to have its quills and getting ready making him difficult to hold on to. And a fax has the ability to weasel out of a situation. But those are inyanim in the present, and the seichel is the handmaiden of the body, and it's part and parcel of the body's activities and reaction. That's chachma in the sense that we're not talking about. Chachma that we're talking about is a person sits down and he says, Ezu derech tova sheyavo le'adam. What is tov in the world? And when he has a picture of tov, he now goes and fulfills it. His activities are the fulfillment of an ideal. The hallmark of that is that the seichel came first, and what he's doing is a fulfillment of that, and therefore everything the person does is ki'ilu a kiyum of that which was their seichel. So what he's doing in the maisa, what he's doing is he is taking his maisim and making out of it some sort of ideal, something that is a kiyum of chokhmah. Lamos, let's say you have a painter. You can have two types of painters. One painter is a pashta painter. He sees something that he wants to paint, a picture of it, and he uses his intuition and his artistic abilities to make the painting look like the person, the tree, the rock, whatever it is that he wants to do. You have a second type of painter who has a certain feeling that's not captured, that's not easily given, it's hidden, and he uses different tools of expression. He uses the painting of the tree, of the flower, of the river, to bring out the feeling that he has. So there, it's the other way around. He started with a concept, he started with a certain idea, and he built the world around it to fit it. That is the second type of chachma, and the one that's significant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with chachma. The first sphere is chachma, means not that the technique HaKadosh Baruch Hu used was chachma. That's silly. We don't talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tchunis. We speak about his gvuris and his maisim. We're not privy, really, to the thinking process. So that's not something that at all has relevance or meaning to us. What it means is the world is a kiyum of something higher than itself. The world adds up to something which is, the world is a chetimtza for the realization of a goal that is much bigger than the world. Bechachmas of Bar Lekim means Bria did not start with now. If we'd say Lekim Bar Abreshis would mean that the starting point of the world is now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making Shemayim Aretz. And then Chachma would just be a technique. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very mighty that he can shake the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very smart that he can create the world. That would be, but Chachma Sabor Lekim means, and that's what the Rabban is about, the Rosh Kol HaRoshim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu started with purpose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu started with a tachlis, with an idea, and he made a world to fulfill that. That's the word that's the chachma that we're talking about. And that's why it is the first sphere, because the first thing visible in the world is, even though it's not visible, but a person asks himself, what's the tachlis of the world? add up the pieces and you get something bigger than the world, that's called Chachma, and that's the Tachas of the world, and that's the first Nekuda HaKadosh Baruch Hu plant in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a picture in, and then he built a world that will realize that picture, that will bring out that picture, and will have the potential to display that picture. Mitzuve Ve'oiseh is somebody that is doing it b'teiras the kiyum of something bigger, as opposed to somebody who just does it now. For instance, if I eat now because I'm hungry, so that's a reaction to the here and the now. If I decide that I need to eat certain things to bring about a certain health, I need to eat X or Y or Z to help heal this or that, that's one step further. If I eat a certain way because I don't want to look a certain way, that's again going a step still further. The person's maizim, when he's a mitzvah vayser, when a person drinks wine because he's mekadesh asayim on it, then the person is taking his maizah and attaching it and realizing something much bigger than the maisa. So when I give an anit staka because of Rachmanis, and the Ikrim says it pretty much that way in those words, if I go to an ani, I see an ani and my heart's touched, that's a good reaction. And I give him bread, I give him a pruta, so the significance of the maisa is then. And that's Eina Mitzvah Vaisa. Because the maisa takes place only in the present. When I see an ani and I say HaKadosh Baruch Hu said nosen titein, and I'm stelling zech tzu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maisim, then I am accomplishing something by far bigger than the maisa tzedakah. I'm accomplishing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivui of nosen titein l'sik poitz, etc. So that's why Godel mitzvah vayse mishayim tzvayse. He's a bigger person. It's not better, not even more schar. Godel means the scope of the act that he did is by far greater than the scope of the person who's ein mitzvah vayse. Ein mitzvah vayse is limited to the here and the now, the present. The mitzvah vayse stelled himself to something before. That's the difference between mitzvah vayse and ein mitzvah vayse. The ability to take something and make its purpose outside of itself is called shibud. Shibud means I am attaching it to something else. I am moving it to I am taking this thing, lemosh, I have a sada, and I'm being mishabed it to a halva. So that means I am by extension making it part of something bigger than itself, of some osid inyan. I'm saying in the future you'll be able to collect from this field. So the koyach of shibud is the koyach to take the here and the now and to make it shayach to something beyond itself. That's also the inyan of avdus. The inyan of avdus is similar. When a person is an eved, he is taking his self and making it an extension of someone or something else. Now let's understand on the Kuda in Avdus, the Yetzirah, I guess, the Yetzirah Tov, and so on. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person, he created him on two levels. One is a Shlemus Asmis, and that a person is a Tzelem Elokim. So Tzelem Elokim includes two parts to itself. One part is that he can be, he has the potential to be of great stature. The person's own darga is tzelem olakimdik. That's a personal resemblance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's another resemblance, a much deeper one, and that's probably the ultimate. It says there's Lashon Chazal in Fayetz, I think. Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Bayir Olamis Av Tzadikim Bayir Olamis. A person can have the relationship to the world that Kodesh Baruch Hu has to him in this tchum of Shibut. by a person becoming a mitzvah v'oiseh, he becomes a chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. A person becomes a mitzvah to the world and takes everything with it. That's a pasuk. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the first day when he created man, the very, very first thing that he asked of man. It's fascinating. I mean, we would say the first thing he would say about HaKadosh, about man, would be that he would should become big and chashuv. Vayomer Elokim Nasa Adam b'tzalmenu kidmusenu v'yirdu b'tgasa yom v'yif ha'shemayim v'behem chol aretz chol aretz chol aretz. We'll create man in kaviyochel out in Tzelem and Dmus. And what's that song was going to be? V'yirdu. He will become the ruler of the world. He'll become the balabas of the world. V'leidavahu. We haven't, I mean, that's one of the things man does. Man helps grow the world and so on. The Teretz is, like the Masilsi Sharm says, in his Akdama, about Chayvus Adam Baylamai, he speaks about that the tachzor of a person is Oineg and Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says if you miss Amik Moor, you see that the whole world was created for man's tachlis, Bishvilin Yivra Olam, which means that man's job in the world is to hold on to the world in the way that he holds on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the other direction. A person, by being mitzvah v'oiseh, becomes part of the realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ideas and ideals, kaviyachol. When a person is meshabed the world to avodas Hashem, then he is mala the entire world to become part of that. So Tzuras Adam, in its oimek, includes this tchuna as well. And maybe this is the most important tchuna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam to be meshabed, to be meshubed to him, and to be meshabed the world to him. So a person is a meshubed and a meshabed, because everything, every anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to man, man has over the world as well. It's interesting in the Perek and Tilum, Peiches, where it says that the Malachim complained about Adam and his Bria. They said, Ma enosh kisiskerenu. What is man that you remember him? You've made him just a drop smaller than a lakim. And it says, Tamshilehu b'maisi yadecha. You've given him dominion over everything that you've made. Kol shata tachas raglov. And you've put everything under his feet. In other words, the area that irked the Malachim the most was this area. That Adam would now become the god, so to speak, of the Bria. The mitzaveh to the Bria is man, and when the Bria is a mitzaveh v'isa to man, v'yirdu b'tgas hayam, they fulfill their mitzias as much as man fulfills his mitzias in being a mitzaveh v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Tzuras Adam, in its shleimus, is the person who imposes a higher order on the world, and the world becomes misala through it to that as well. So let's go back to the nekudas that we raised. There's two halakim in Torah. There's a chelik in Torah where man is meshubet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where man is a mitzvah v'oise, and therefore the person is a he is, that's the world of choik, and that's the chelek where the person, by stalling himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person is doing, is becoming bigger than himself and is ala to the dargas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Adam, who was created by Tzalmu de Musoi, to do the same thing further down. It starts with the world of Seichel. In other words, in my own life, before we go a step further, a person who acts impulsively doesn't create something bigger than his maisim. Right now I feel like helping you. I help you, run around, help you. Now I don't feel like helping you. Now I feel like doing this, now I feel like doing that. That person lives in the present, and his maisim are never greater than what in fact they were. But if in a person's own metzias, he also has a division of those spheres, so to speak. He has chachma, and then he has the koyach of asiya. The job of chachma is to paint a picture that the koch that he's going to be meshabed, the kochos of asiya, to bring out that picture, to actually actualize it. That's the way a person's mitzvah should be split. So the chelik of mitzvahs that we call mishpatim are there for us, that we have to recreate both parts of it. We have to become the mitzaveh, and we have to become the mitzuveh. And it's an extraordinary world. In other words, a person has in himself the koyach of toiv that says, you're not allowed to do this, this, and this. The seichel can determine what is right and what's wrong, and then he has to be koyfe, his body, to follow along with the seichel, what the seichel has created. So in mishpatim, in the world of mishpatim, we get a much deeper fulfillment of Tzuris Adam, and that is to be mishubit to our seichel. We have the ability to mishabit ourselves and become mishubit to our seichel. In the world, we extend that. In the Kol Shato Tachas Raglov, in the world of where Adam is the mitzaveh, and he is the one that is in charge of everything else, that chelek is called kinyonim. The Maral speaks a lot of times, repeated many times, that there's, in a person you have the nefesh, and you have the seichel and the guf, and then he says, and the kinyanim. The kinyanim is those things that I can impose my seichel, my das, seichel teira, das teira, but it's mine, it's adam as such, on the world of kinyanim that I have. Kinyan is the ability to create shibudim in objects to oneself. This object, I'm not using it, but it's still mine. And therefore, Adam, the world of mominus, of kinyanim, is the world that is shayach to this particular. There is a yetzahara in the person, though. The yetzahara is not b'mikra, like a mitzvah va'oisa has a yetzahara, and any mitzvah va'oisa doesn't have a yetzahara so much. A person's yetzahara is he doesn't want to be a mitzvah. People who will be helpful around the house, if you tell them, do this, do this, do this, do that, at some point, they will explode. Because, I don't know if I'm doing this, but don't make me your personal servant. A person has that same problem with himself also. He does not... there is a yetzahara, and a very strong yetzahara, that a person does not want to be responsible. Don't tell me what to do, I'll do it. I don't want to think about it, I don't want to, no bother, I'd rather work harder and not be responsible and not think, because it's an all. The Zohar Kodesh says that Reish is Chochma, Yiras Hashem, he says, Reish is Chochma, the first thing a person has to do is be Meshabed himself with all Machos Shemayim. That's the first beginning of things. A person would rather not be Meshubed. I don't want to take responsibility, I don't want to worry about it, tell me what to do, I've done it, and that's it. It's you, without a seichel. That is Avdus. Avda Befkere Nichole means that an Eved, there's something to be said about not having family responsibility. I want to live with a woman when I'm living with her. Don't want to think about it. I need to think about her physical needs, her emotional needs, her financial needs, the kids, what's going to be with them. Now it's good, it's good. Everything lasts for the moment it lasts. There's no thinking about anything else. I have no responsibility. I'm carefree. There's a person who likes Ashiras. There's a person who likes Anius because he likes being a hobo. It's fine. I've got not to worry about anything. I got not to think about anything. I'm not responsible for anything. What I want, I do now. And that's it. No tomorrow, no responsibility, nothing. That, in a certain sense, that's the Yetzirah of Avdus. And that's why we start with the parasha of Avdus. Because Avdus is where a person can be Meshabes Metzias to something else. In the world, in the ultimate of what a person can be Meshabes, is other people. A person can have a kinyan in another person. Chalal Yisrael should be Mufka from that. In Chalal Yisrael, no person should have a Chalais of Avdus. Because it's a Hafkah. When the person says, Avdus Adoni, as Ish and so on, as Banai, the person is saying, I like the Hefkera Shabbai. I like the fact that I can do what I do, and the minute it's over with, it's finished with. There are people who enjoy independent businesses because they can make a lot of money, even though they work tremendously hard, and there's always the responsibilities and so on. There are many people that enjoy a boring salary in a boring place because it's over. At 5 o'clock, it's finished. How they're going to finance themselves later is not my business. And I don't want any shibudim, I don't want any achrayas, nothing. Gosh, mistake things, there's what to be said about it. But in a person's own mitzias, that a person's mitzias is mafkia, the need to think and create a vision and be responsible, achroy, that's something that is and that's why it starts. The parasha of Avdus is a parasha that hits home exactly on that nekuda of a person's full tzuras adam. Tzuras adam is a person has chachma and the ability to meshabed his guf to chachma. And eved is afko of it, and the Torah said that that's a pegam oizes shama besinai avodai heim. You already have an avdus, and you want to be mafkia avdus. That's a pgam in something that goes to the very heart of what Sinai is. In the world that in our own mitzvahs, understanding sometimes when a person does things that are frum, a person is really disguising. Shirking responsibility. The muscle. Somebody wants to do something. He has a sense that it's wrong, that it's not yasha. There's a certain achrayas if he does it. If he does it, he's taking on responsibility. And he goes and asks a shayla, and usually people taint shaylas like that. They kind of put a spin on it. And then he says, I asked so-and-so told me to do this or not to do this or whatever it is. Sometimes, many times, you have a feeling this person, he wasn't being mishabed himself to the das of somebody bigger. He was mafkiyas on chiyuvim is on achrayis. We hate achrayis. We hate chiyuvim. Nobody likes things hang. People will take care of things before they have to because I don't want hanging over my head. I don't want the headache. I don't want responsibility. Living from minute to minute is a hafka of tzuras adam at its best. A person is responsible, and if something happens around him, if there's somebody he can reach out to, if there's somebody who has a problem, somebody has an issue, so his first reaction should be, "Kol shatat ha'shadlo." Everything comes under my domain. It may be that a person makes a good cheshem that he shouldn't be involved. He doesn't have the ability to handle with it. It's coming. There's a fakirti. It's our people like to be nosy bodies. A person has to be omid on his kochus on nefesh. Realistically, but there is a tremendous. If a person goes through a shaila himself in Shulchan, and he has a shaila. I don't know. I'm not Leif Shalom about this. And he goes and asks. Sometimes the asking is a way to be mafkia himself from having to live with responsibility. And that is a pagam. It's not a mailan adam. It's a pagam in my sodom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two chalakim of Torah. There's one chalak of Torah where we recognize that we don't have the das and the havan and the seichel. That's the chalak of choik. That's the chalak of Sinai. And that's where we are meshubed to chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're so much bigger because we're meshubed to chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the one half of Torah. The second half of Torah is that we are bat chasrei mat melokim. In this world, we are kaviyochel elokim. And we are responsible for everything. We're responsible first for ourselves. That we need, it's not enough to do what should be done. A person should learn about it. Torah versus mitzvahs is that same ratio. Person learns about inyanim of Pesach, and then when Pesach comes, he fulfills the halachas. But he's fulfilling halachas. It's not instructions per minute. Should I kash this? Should I kash that? It's what's boleh, what's not boleh. I learned the principle, I understand the concept, and then what I do is a fulfillment of it. A person has a vision of godless, of tzal malkim, and then he brings himself in line with it. That's where a person is acting with that mahalach. Things that surround a person. A person has shibudim, a person has achrayas. The Reb Chaim Shlomitz had a shmuz on achrayas. It says that Yehuda got malchus because he said, anoichi aveno, umiyori tevaksheno, that responsibility is godless adam. A melech is responsible for the entire am. An eved is not even responsible for himself. That was the way he would categorize it. And he would say that the reason why when somebody gets married, it's oyla l'gdula. What's the oyla l'gdula? He said because there's that huge step forward in terms of responsibility. A person has to understand that the stature of Adam as Tzal Malkim includes the second half. That the person needs to use seichel and das to create the image of what's toiv. He needs to be meshabed himself to follow along and to actualize that model. And the person needs to take responsibility for anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into his sphere of influence. The person is achroi. There might be sometimes a bonus not to do. That can also be right. But not to be responsible is not an option for a person. A person is responsible, and when a person is mekayim both halves of the mitzvahs, he's mekayim the mitzvahs chukis and mitzvahs shbatim, there's an extraordinary shleimus. On the one hand, on the personal level, he is a kli of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was meshabed himself to the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and becomes so much bigger than he could if he were just stuck with his own view and so on. And he looks around the world and takes the world and brings it with him through mishpatim, through mishpatim, and he's able to, he acts as a bridge between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the world. He is the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's the mitzvah of the world around him. Yeah.